We're used to meeting at 10 now, and wow, how easy it was to get used to 10 o'clock. And now just 1 hour earlier makes it seem like an eternity earlier. But, well, thank you for coming. So I'm going to record this, and then we'll send out the link to others that they can listen later. I'm excited to start our Christian Education Hour again. We have a lot of exciting topics planned for the remainder of this year and then into next year. So hopefully you will make this a rhythm for you that's here, and then for you listening to this recording, please be here at 9 a.m. You won't regret it. It's worth your time, I think, and I hope you do too. All right, let me pray. Our Father, thank you for your church and, Lord, the opportunity to be a part of it. Oh, God, we are so grateful to you and to your work in our lives. And, Lord, would you show us today how we can be even more involved so that your church would be built up and that our Lord Jesus Christ would be honored and glorified. In his name we pray. Amen. All right. This shut down. Oh, it's still going. All right. All right. Well, the gospel, the Christian faith, calls us to a life of service. And I want you to see this in a passage in Romans 12. So let's open to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 1 through 8. Romans 12, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. So Paul states here that by the mercies of God, or by the gospel, there are several realities that are now true of us as people. And one of these realities is that we are a spiritual body. We are a body, just like our human bodies. We are a spiritual body unified in Christ. And we are many members in the body, and we've all been given gifts in the body. Look at verse 4 again. Paul says, "For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function." So we are members of one another, and we have been given gifts. Verse 6, look at it. "Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly." And then he lists the gifts here. So the reality is that each of us are members of one another in this church, in Grace Community Bible Church. God has saved us. He has brought us here to this local fellowship. The gospel has come to us, and the gospel has called us into service. It's not optional. It's a call here that we have from our Lord when he saved us to serve. What is service? Well, I want to just give a kind of a definition of how I'm thinking about it this morning for purposes of this lesson. Service is using your gifts. I could say your time, your talents, and your treasures for the people and the organization of Grace Community Bible Church. So that's how I'm thinking about service this morning. And really, this language comes from our church commitment. If you are a member here, I think most of you are members. Maybe a couple of you aren't. But if you are a member here, you have committed, you have covenanted, as it were, to this church. And one of the lines in this commitment says this. You as members have committed to contributing time, talent, and it says money or treasure. Treasure is easy to remember. It's three T's. So time, talent, and treasure as a faithful steward of Christ. That the responsibility of the local church and the worldwide ministry of spreading the gospel be faithfully discharged. So, brothers and sisters, I can attest for my life. I know my other pastors can as well. We are more excited than ever for Grace Community Bible Church. I mean, we feel there is a buzz in the air about our church. There is so much happening, so much going on, and we have been given great gifts. Each of us have been given great gifts. And we've also been given a great gift in this new facility that we own, that we can use as we want and when we want. And so, what I want to say is that now more than ever is when we need to use the gifts, the time, talent, and treasures that the Lord has given us. So let me give you just two examples from my perspective. And I know most of us, I'm speaking to the choir a little bit this morning, but most of us can give many, many other examples. So let me give you two examples about using time, talents, and treasures in this church. So the other day, we were having an elder deacon meeting. We usually have those on Wednesday nights. And usually what we do is we have food brought in because we meet over the dinner hour, and then right after our meetings, we go right into our Wednesday night service. So we order in food so that we have a little something to keep us going. For me, I need a little something. Without food, I get a little grumpy sometimes. So we order in food. So we ordered in food this day, and it came in a box. And so I'm like, I need to get some plates so we can distribute this food. So we're all not like reaching into this box and all eating out of the same box. We can have our own individual plates. So I walked out of the fireside room to the little kitchenette that is right over there. You know that little kitchenette right by the bathrooms? And I opened the cupboard, and lo and behold, exactly what I was looking for, paper plates. 100 of them. 100 of them right there. So here's my question. Who put those there?
No.
I have no idea. Right, whose job is it to put them there? I don't know. Who paid for them? What happens when they run out? Who's going to restock them? Should I have even grabbed them? Maybe they're for some other ministry, some other use. Right? My point is that that's an incredibly, incredibly minor thing. Right? Very, very small thing. But I think what it communicates is we are confronted with a lot of different decisions, a lot more now that we have this own building than we had in our other building. Let me give you a second example. Cleaning. our favorite, right? So in our home, and maybe in your home, this is what we do in our home. We try to teach our kids to pick up after themselves. And it's not always easy to do, but we try. And one of the things we tell them is that since you made the mess, you got to contribute and help clean up. It's fair, right? If they make the mess, they got to contribute their load to keep the house clean. Well, let me tell you this. As soon as you drive into the parking lot, you start making a mess. We all do, right? We all make messes. And in our family, sometimes certain kids make bigger messes than other kids. So it is with us. Some of us make bigger messes than other people. That's just how it is. But we have to realize that this church is now our own, just like our home. We have to take ownership of this building and realize, hey, we are, as soon as we come into the premises of Grace Community Bible Church, we are making a mess, and we need to do our part to clean up and contribute to that. So an email went out several weeks ago asking for people to help clean this building. Now, I'm going to say something not to guilt trip anyone, just to tell you what happened. Here's the facts. I want to tell you the facts. 9 out of roughly 70 family units signed up to clean. That's about 12% of the people in our congregation signed up to clean. And 4 of the people were elders and their families. Now, I'm not saying that to puff up anyone and to make you guilty. I'm just saying that those are the facts. And I thought, what if all 70 families signed up to clean? What would that do? That would literally make it where one family would only have to clean once a year. Once a year. So you're probably thinking, well, why don't we hire someone to clean? Well, that's a good suggestion. It was floated out there when we were deciding these things. And my opinion was asked as an elder, and I said, let the experts decide. So I put it into Owen's court, who's kind of overseeing the cleaning, and the others that are organizing it. And I said, I will clean. I will contribute to what we're doing, or we can hire out. The point is if we did hire out, we could do that, but that's not the route we took. We decided to keep it in-house as best as we could. Again, just two examples of how we can use our time, talents, and treasures in this new building. So I want you to get the point. I want you to get the idea that there are literally now hundreds more decisions and things we are confronted with as we have this building. And I want you to understand, and I think you do, I mean, again, I'm really preaching to the choir here, speaking to the choir, but the ministry of Grace Community Bible Church doesn't just happen on Sunday morning. It happens throughout the week, really every day of the week. So, where does that leave us? Well, this is where I want to bring it back to where I started. If we think about this, brothers and sisters, the gospel really does call us to service. And what do we serve with? We serve with our time, our talents, and our treasures. So, I want you, or if you're listening to the recording, I want you to ask yourself these three questions. Number one, what time has God given me that I can use to serve Grace Community Bible Church? Number two, what talents? What talents has God given me that I can use to serve at Grace Community Bible Church? And number three, what treasures has God given me that I can use to serve at Grace Community Bible Church? We as elders feel that we all need to reevaluate. We all need to, elders included. I mean, we all need to reevaluate how we can serve. And I want us to do that prayerfully. I'm not just saying that to say it. I really mean it. I want us to go before the Lord and ask Him. This is between you and the Lord and within your families. Ask Him where you can serve, how you can contribute. So for each of us, maybe you are contributing. I would ask, is there more you can do? Can you give more time? Can you give more of your talents? Can you give more of your treasures? So let me give you an example. If you currently say, if you can somehow quantify your service at Grace Community Bible Church, if you could say, you know what, I'm giving 30 minutes of service a week to Grace Community Bible Church in the ways that I'm serving this body, can you give 15 more minutes? Can you do 15 more? I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. Ask God to show you. Ask Him to show you. What about your talents? Maybe you say you're serving in one ministry that has, you know, is using one of the gifts that God has given you. Can you serve in two? What talents has God given you that you can use to serve at Grace Community Bible Church? What about your treasures? If you're giving $1 a week, can you give $2 a week? If you're giving $1,000 a week, can you give $1,100 a week? Now listen, the numbers, all those numbers that I gave you, they really put it in a concrete way, but the numbers are not the point. Right? The numbers are just an illustration of how we can reevaluate our lives and see where we can contribute in service to Grace Community Bible Church. So, when you walked in, you received a sheet. Hopefully you picked one up. If you didn't, you can just get up now. I would just get up and go back and pick up a sheet. They're right in the narthex as you're walking in. Please get a sheet. I want you to get that so we can, we're going to walk through it in a minute here. And before we do, let me give you some obstacles or challenges to service that I have heard that you might have that I want to sort of address. So here's some obstacles in serving at Grace Community Bible Church. And by the way, those sheets, we want you to hand them in at the end of today or very soon. So if you want to take notes, I wouldn't necessarily use those sheets because you're going to hand them in unless you copy it and then keep it for your copy for yourself. But here are some obstacles that I think of, even in my life, for serving here. Number one, I don't have time, or we don't have time. Well, very clearly, Psalm 31, verse 15 says, my times, speaking of the Lord, the psalmist says, my times are in your hands. God has our times. He has our days numbered, as we read in the scriptures. And let's face it, it's true, everyone makes time for what they want to make time for. It's just the reality. We all do what we want to do. It's just the reality. So how is your time being spent? Is there something you can cut? Is there shifts you need to make? I know I'm throwing a lot at you here by way of thinking. But again, just giving you ideas, helping to generate some thoughts here. Number two, this is something that I feel that I know I've heard. We're overloaded with pressures and demands on our times, kind of related to the other one. But this one is more speaking of, we're just overwhelmed. We just have so many pressures in our life. Matthew 6:34. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. What do we do? What do I do? We worry about tomorrow, and what does that do? That causes us to spend so much wasted time worrying about tomorrow. That's what Jesus said. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough issues. So I want to say you can be free of the pressures, not the responsibilities, but you can be free of the worries and the pressures that you feel that take up so much time in your life. When we realize what Jesus is saying here, don't worry about your life. We can cast it on the Lord. Number three, My family is priority number one. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first God's kingdom. So here's my question. Where are your priorities? This is huge. This is a big one. Where are your priorities? Are they biblical? What is the number one priority in your life? I'm not telling you what it is. I'm just asking you, what is the number one priority in your life? And our priorities determine what we do, don't they? Or they should. So where are your priorities? Number four, the fourth obstacle or challenge to serving. I've heard this. We serve God outside of our church. Well, most of the commands in the New Testament, in fact, I think all of them, all of the commands of the one anothering, which you've heard so much about, all of those commands are given in the context of a local church. So I can say very clearly, very emphatically, you are called, if you are part of this church, to serve in this church. Now, that doesn't mean you can serve outside of the church. That's great. That's wonderful. But you are also called to serve in the local church of which you are a part. Number five, the fifth challenge or obstacle. I don't feel responsible. That's someone else's problem. That's their deal. Well, Galatians 6:2, and I remember this when Pastor was preaching through Galatians 6. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. You are responsible for your brothers and sisters here in this church. You really are. And I pray that we would not fall into the trap of thinking someone else is going to do it. Someone else will pick it up. It's so easy to kind of fall into that mindset. So that's the fifth obstacle or challenge. Six. This is not something anyone says, but it comes out. We've seen it here. It comes out. We like to consume church and its services, but not contribute to it. We like to consume church and its services, but not contribute to it. Again, going back to Romans 12, Paul is clear that the gospel has called us to service as members of a local body. The Bible calls us not to be passive consumers. We are called to be part of the solution. A pastor friend of mine recently told me this. He said, he put it like this. He said, don't come to church for what you think it can be. Don't be a part of a church for what you think it can be. Be a part of a church for what you can make it to be. Right? You see, it's a difference. It's a mindset of being an active participant, not a passive consumer. And number seven, here's one that we all deal with. I know we all deal with this one. Serving in church becomes joyless and burdensome. It becomes a check. Check. Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness, not drudgery. You're to serve the Lord with gladness. So we always, brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to myself here, and I mean this, I always have to check my motivations. Why is it that I'm serving? Why is it? You know what? Here's the motivation. You get to serve the King. That's amazing. You get to serve the King. You're part of His company of servants. That is awesome. So there are many more reasons, but I think all of these obstacles fall into these categories. Number one, there are practical issues. Time management. Maybe you struggle with time management. That's a very practical issue. I struggle with time management this morning, trying to get here at 9 a.m. Time management. The second one category that these falls into is our priorities. So evaluating our priorities. And third, our heart attitudes and our motivations. So as I wrap this up, let me remind you once again, of the commitment and of the scripture. Okay, we are to contribute time, talent, and treasure, as our statement of commitment says, so that the responsibility of the local church and the worldwide ministry of spreading the gospel be faithfully discharged. All to this end, that I may grow to maturity in all the will of God. So let's not forget the great aim. The great aim is not for ourselves. The great aim is not for GCBC, that we would be a great church, that we would make a name for ourselves. The great aim is the glory and exaltation of our triune God. That's the great aim for why we're serving here. The goal is to present every person mature in Christ Jesus. So this is why we give our time, talents, and treasures. So if you are a member, God has called you to a role, and we are asking that now more than ever you would evaluate where you can serve, what role you would play. And here's what I want to ask. Where is the time and the talent and the treasure going to come from? Where is the time, talent, and treasure going to come from? It is going to come from the Lord and His Spirit. That's where it's going to come from. He who calls you is faithful, who will perform it. So let's do this together. Let's serve together in this body. So I want you to take out your sheet now. I want you to take out your sheet that you picked up when you were walking in. And this sheet is all of the ministries that we could identify at Grace Community Bible Church. Certainly this list is not exhaustive. There are other ways, and there is even a category for other. And there are ministries that are just hard to quantify. How do you quantify texting a brother and encouraging him in the Lord? That's not on here. Texting a brother is not on this list, right? But that is certainly service at Grace Community Bible Church. But these are ministries that are more, you could say, more organizationally oriented, if you will, but very much need to be done. So what I want to do here is I want us to take 1 minute. We're going to take 1 minute, and I literally want us to do this, all of us. I want us to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, how do you want me to serve in this new phase of Grace Community Bible Church with my time, with my talents, and with my treasures? I want you to pray right now and ask the Lord to show you that. All right? So please pray. Lord, we thank you that we get to serve you, our King. Lord, please show us where we can use the gifts, the time, talents, and treasures that you have graciously, by your Spirit, given to us. Oh Lord, make it so that we know these areas and that we can serve the Lord with gladness, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me just highlight on this sheet some areas. And here's what I want to say. If you're a member here, you've seen the sheet before, but this sheet has been completely redone in light of our new building. And what we want is we want everyone to fill this out. Okay? Some of you have done this 10 years ago, if you've been a member here 10 years. Some of you maybe did this a year ago when you became a member. We want everyone to fill this out again. Fill this out. indicating areas where you would like to serve or you're interested in serving, and please turn it in to Ursula. So you can do it today. If you don't do it today, please do it and bring it next Sunday. Okay? We want to have these all collected by next Sunday. And the reason is we have a database of all of these areas and all of these ministries so we can help coordinate people together as the Lord aligns different ministries together. I want to just go through quickly. We got about 4 or 5 minutes here. Some areas that are in particular need of help right now. And I'm going to mention these. If these pique your interest, take note of them mentally or somehow, and then you can come see me, one of the pastors, about these areas of ministry. So we need a youth ministry coordinator to coordinate our monthly youth activities. So it doesn't mean that you have to take part in those monthly activities, like that you have to show up, but the person that used to do it can no longer do it, and so we need that person to coordinate the monthly youth activities, which are usually on a Friday night, maybe Saturday night. What you're doing is you're just getting families to sign up to host those events. So just coordinate that. We need someone to help in that. This goes without saying, but we are in need of children's ministry Sunday and Wednesday teachers. And this is a challenge because we have our child protection policy, which puts some space in between when people can serve. So if you're eligible, if you've been a member here for greater than 6 months, if you've gone through the class, please see Elise Jensen if you would like to serve on Sunday or Wednesday. If you are not a member, let me tell you that we have a child protection policy that you need to go through. It's to protect our children. And then once you go through that, then 6 months, and then you can start serving with our children ministries. Number three, nursery. We always need nursery workers. If you have children at home or that have left the house, they're grown, please, please serve in the nursery. You don't have to do it often, but if you can do it once a quarter or once every 6 months, it would greatly help. So see Mindy if you want to serve in the nursery. Food and kitchen. John and Deb have been doing this for many, many years, and somehow when we moved to this new building, we lost all of our kitchen help. So if you have a heart to serve in that way, there are many opportunities there. Not just on Sunday, but for special events and things like that. So please see John and Deb Hummel if you want to serve in the food and kitchen ministry. Greeters. Lisa Klein is leading that. We need greeters. So we need people to greet people as they come in the door. And then ushers. Sam Germanson leads that team. We need more ushers. It's just that simple. So we have greeters and then we have ushers. We have those who stand and greet people as they walk in, and then we have ushers who more or less help people find seats and do more crowd control type activities. So greeters and ushers, we need Sam and Lisa. Musicians, if you have some music ability, doesn't have to be perfect. Especially Wednesday night. We especially need Wednesday night musicians. If you would like to serve in that, please see Andrea Sanford. We can put you on that Wednesday night B team, and then you'll graduate to the Sunday A team. I was on the B team for many years. I never graduated to the A team. So I'm fine with that, all right? So if you have any gifts in music, please, we want you to use that talent. Yeah. All right, so Sunday morning in the Sunday school hour with the children, right? Good. I'm going to ramble off a bunch of other things. We need people to help set up and tear down worship each Sunday, so there are things that happen here that needs to get done. We have various building projects. Repairs and maintenance, so we have projects. Those are sort of one-time things. We have ongoing maintenance and repairs. We have cleaning. We have building close up. We have now, because we have this property, we have building, we have grounds, so that's the yard and then the snow removal. We need help in IT, the IT department. We have, I think, well, I'm not going to say who's all serving there, but we really, if you have skills in that area, please come talk to, and all of these actually fall under Pastor Jim, all of his leadership, which we are so thankful for, except don't see him about the cleaning and the maintenance, all right? But all the other ones, the projects, the closing up the building, the grounds and lawns, and then finally, social media. I mean, we live in a social media world now, and the best way we can get the word out and encourage people is by social media. So if you have an interest in that, we could use your help in our social media team. All right, so fill those sheets out now. Again, when you fill them out, I think it says at the top, it's not obligating you to serve. It's not like, you know, it's just to get ideas, it's to get this database. And please, 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 can you turn that into Ursula either today or by next Sunday? And that would really be helpful, really be beneficial. All right, we are at time. I'm going to dismiss us because we need to start our service at 10 a.m. and some of you need to get your kids and do all that. So thank you, brothers and sisters, and boy, we are excited. God is doing a great work among us, and I hope you can play a part. All right? So you're dismissed.